psychology. We call it love for the aggressor, identity with the aggressor. When one loves the one that persecutes them, you know, in an unhealthy sort of way. But this is a part of what Freud talks about when he talks about the Oedipus complex. That his theory is that the boy comes to be like his father.
I know black.
Because the boy hates his father. And it's a very interesting kind of concept. He wants to get rid of his father. Then how does he come to be like his father? We say. Because if he comes out and actually tells his father how much he hates him, the father might do what? Destroy him. You see, he's dependent upon his father. He needs his father. And that need and dependency, that fear that his father will hurt him or destroy him, the fact that he feels weak relative to his father, then sets him up to say, I can't express my hatred, I can't express my hostility. And yet this hostility is tearing me apart, this hatred is tearing me apart. How can I get rid of it?
Like them and so forth. We want to do not identify in any way with Africa.
African people, because to identify with African people is to suffer. So consequently, we even come to hate ourselves, and come to hate our people, and come to love the people who destroy us, but it's an unhealthy kind of love. We come to resemble those people. We want to take their values and their orientations toward life. And when they accept us, we escape from our self-hatred. And therefore, we look as if we look for their love to take us outside of ourselves as a people. So consequently, even when we don't love them, when we love even within our own group, we still often look for a kind of love that will take us outside of ourselves, which means that we become false and unreal and untrue and dishonest and deceptive, unknowing. And how can you develop then a beautiful household and beautiful children and a beautiful community with a love based on this kind of hatred?